As we close out our discussion of this issue, women leaders, particularly in business and politics, let's look at a few more items that I know probably weighing on some of your minds, and you've been waiting for us to get to this. For example, the economy. Where do we stand with regards to women handling the economy, men handling the economy? Well, about 17% of men are more likely than women to say that male political leaders do a better job handling the economy. 10% of women say that male political leaders do a better job of handling the economy. 24% of women are likely to favor female leaders on this issue, while 10% of men are more likely to favor the females. Large majorities of both women and men say there's no difference. Similarly, while Republicans are more likely than Democrats to point to men as being stronger on this issue, Democrats are more likely to point to women than Republicans. At least two-thirds of each of these groups say that there isn't any difference. When it comes to the federal budget deficit, 74% of Americans say there's no difference between men and women in high political offices in terms of their ability to deal with the federal budget deficit. Of those who do see a difference, on balance, they say that women do a better job than men. And again, back to my question. When it is time for the politicians to vote on these issues of federal budget deficits, economy, have the votes tended to go by party line or gender line? And think about what President Obama faced when the discussion of the federal budget deficit came up while he was in office. Was it a female issue, a gender issue, or was it a party issue? All right, there's some other major issues. How about immigration? 25% of adults say that female leaders are better at handling immigration issues. 13% say that men are better. And of course, one of my questions there is, what's better? What constitutes better handling of immigration issues? Because there are quite a few moving parts there. So what were the surveyees thinking when they said that one gender or the other will handle immigration or does handle immigration issues better than the other? On gun policy, those who see a gender difference are split about evenly over who does a better job. When it comes to immigration and guns, there are large party gaps in views about which gender does a better job. 26% of Republicans say that men in political office do a better job on immigration. Virtually no Democrats hold that view. Only 3% say that men do a better job. 39% of Democrats say women do a better job on the issue of immigration and guns. Only 9% of Republicans say the same. When it comes to dealing with social issues like education and health care, something that I mentioned a little earlier, only 4% of Americans see this as a strong suit for male leaders. 42% say that women do a better job on these issues. 54% see no difference. Where are you in there? Are you in the 54% who see no difference in how women and men handle education and health care? Are you among the 42% who say that women do a better job? Are you among the 4% who say that men do a better job? Again, go back to what you know about the voting. The voting tells the story. Yes. So we don't have to go by conventional wisdom. For most of this, we don't have to guess at it. All we have to do is think about voting patterns. Yeah, voting patterns. How have the Republicans, the Democrats, the independents voted? How have the women and the men voted? There's your answer right there. While women are not equally represented in the top leadership ranks of America's largest corporations, this is something that I pointed out weeks ago, Majorities of adults say that they are as capable as men of running major companies or organizations in the technology, banking and finance, healthcare, oil and gas, and retail industries. 52% of adults don't see either gender as better able to run a professional sports team. Generally speaking, would you like to see more women in leadership positions in the sports field? Many Americans tend to associate some industries with a specific gender. 31% say that a woman would do a better job than a man running a major retail chain. Only 6% say that a man would do a better job running a major retail chain. 19% of the public say that a woman would do a better job running a major hospital. Only 8% say that a man would do a better job running a major hospital. What are some of the qualities do you think are necessary for a person to run a major hospital well? What strengths would that leader need to bring to the table? Is it about compassion? Is it about empathy? I'm thinking about the patients now. Is it about compassion? Is it about empathy? I'm thinking about the employees now. Is it about communication skills? Is it about having a very clear vision that can be well articulated so that everyone else can embrace the vision and help move the hospital towards fulfilling that vision? Is it all that and more? Yeah. Just curious. I mean, and that's one of the ways that we get to where we're trying to go. We think about these, we ask questions. Ask questions. Don't just, you know, say, well, I'm just going to go ahead and just check off a block here. I'm just going to say women are better in this one. I'm just going to say men are better in this one. No, think it through. And again, we don't have to do a whole lot of guessing about it. A lot of it has to do with recall. Yeah, remembering what we know about how the two have led organizations, about how the two genders have voted on specific issues. And we really do have our answers. I can tell you this. I really am glad that men and women are in leadership positions. And I think it is great when whoever that person is, whether male or female, is given a fair chance to do their job well. You know how sometimes people can be upset with a new leader simply because the leader is new? Yeah, sometimes we need to give them a chance. Sometimes. Sometimes we pretty much know what the outcome is going to be. I admit that. But often we do need to give a person a chance. Well, when we come back, we'll be wrapping up for this hour. Here again is this awesome trio. Terry Lynn Carrington on drums, Jerry Allen on piano, and Esperanza Spalding on bass guitar, upright bass guitar, as we celebrate the awesome victory for women in the recent midterms.